I've heard cavier music before.
I've also heard cavier music.
I liked it.
What's not to like?
All right, hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 207.
This is a podcast where two drunken shield bearers play retro games for your amusement. I am shield bearer number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am shield bearer number two. My name is Earl.
You could... I didn't realize as I was writing that down that it
how hard it is to say shield to bearer say shield.
Or understand exactly what it is without really enunciating.
Well, I'm shield bearer number two, and I am Earl, and we are gonna be fucking playing a game where we bear some shields, it's called
disc armor.
A disc armor. We're gonna be playing a little Rygar on the NES. Should be pretty fucking sweet. As you can probably tell, Revelers, we're once again recording quarantine style here. We'll be out of this mess sometime in the next like 6 months. I don't know.
We'll see.
It'd
go faster if people would just fucking cooperate.
Yeah, if they would just fucking stay inside. Just wear your mask, stay inside. Like, come on, people. Come on. Anyway.
We already lost the state fair.
We did. We lost the Minnesota State Fair today. As we record this, it got canceled today. And that is a huge bummer. Apparently, the last time it was canceled was in 1946 for the polio pandemic. Yeah. Although that pandemic only, at the time, there was like 2.5 million Minnesotans, and only 1,000 people had polio, and they canceled the fair for that. Wow. This pandemic is far worse. So, I don't know. Anyway, enough pandemic talk. Jurek, how is it going this week?
It's going good. Yeah, I finished up. I'm done with my spring semester of classes.
Oh, nice, nice.
But I pretty much go right into summer. There's like no break.
No break. So like, did you finish this week?
I finished on Wednesday, and then my first assignment one of my summer classes is due on Monday.
On Monday. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, so, yep, no break. No rest for
no
the wicked.
Break.
No rest
no
for the
rest
wicked.
For the wicked. So yeah, I finished, you know, another semester of school. As far as I know, I got all A's again.
Nice.
And
I
so far across three semesters then have a 4.0 GPA.
Excellent, Jurek.
I'm a giant nerd.
Yeah, you are. You're doing school a little differently this time.
Yeah. Considering last time, I think in college, I eventually dropped out with a, like, I don't know, 1.7 GPA probably.
Nice. Cool.
So yeah, I did that, and then yesterday I got my garden all planted.
Oh, nice. What'd you plant? Anything cool?
I planted some zucchini, red and green bell peppers.
So we're talking vegetable garden here.
We're talking vegetable garden.
Okay.
Some eggplant.
Nice.
Trying that out.
Okay.
And then two pots of like tomatoes, like cherry tomatoes and just regular tomatoes.
Cool.
So yeah, I got that planted, and then also we put some like edging in kind of around like the, you know, like, you know, my backyard, the plants and stuff that are kind of along that like parking area in our backyard, the driveway kind of thing.
Yep.
We put some edging around that.
Oh, cool.
And then some of those plants we're just going to tear up, and I'm going to lay down some like, you know, weed barrier thing, and we're going to plant new things. And then I got a bunch of wood chips that we're going to, you know, lay down in there. Make it look real nice back there.
Nice. It's like Animal Crossing in real life.
Cool. It's, you know, real life.
Oh, it's
Animal
real.
Crossing is mimicking real life sometimes.
Is that what it's doing? I don't know.
I mean, a little bit.
Okay. That's fair.
I don't have a Animal Kingdom out there, but
cool.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Pretty standard week for me. I'm a little excited. I'm gonna let the Revelers know. We'll see how long it lasts. I don't know, but I bought some stuff this week. so I can start streaming some games on Twitch. So that's pretty exciting. So I'm going to do my, as we record this, this is Friday, May 22nd, and I'm going to do my first stream tomorrow on Saturday. And I might only do it for a couple hours or something just to see how it goes. But I don't know. I'm just kind of bored right now, and streaming seems like something that, you know, I like. What I really like about it is like figuring out all the technology. Like, I like fucking hooking up the gear, and I like.
What is your Twitch channel?
It is Duke Acorns. It's it's Twitch TV, twitch.tv/Duke Acorns, D-U-K-E. A-C-O-R-N-S.
I mean, we should just get one that's, you know, Retro Gaming Revelry that either of us can use either together or separately.
We should. And I think maybe we're about to go down that route. We'll see. Yeah. And Revelers, we may...
Stay tuned.
Now that I have some stuff, like, we may start, like... finally, after 200 some episodes, like recording our gameplay and our commentary. So like, you don't have to just like guess what we're doing in the game, but we'll see. We'll see.
Because I mean, the part I like about our thing is
it's a listen let's play.
That's what it's always been.
It's always been it. And I think it's fucking great. And
there's a million let's plays on YouTube. We're going to get buried in that shit.
Oh yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, although, yeah,
we'll see.
We'll
maybe our listening base will at least come and watch.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, so I'm gonna start streaming this week, which is kind of cool. I've been getting it all set up this week. I told Jurek this earlier, but I thought I was doing a test stream yesterday, but I was not doing a test stream. I was definitely live, and so I was like live for like 5 minutes on Twitch, and I was playing Smash. And I just got destroyed in this match. But most of it is just me like looking at the computer going like, okay, yeah, it looks like we're good here. It looks like we're set up. And I'm just like talking to myself, but apparently there were 7 people who saw it. So that's what Twitch told me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that's what I've been up to. I'm pretty excited about it.
Cool, man.
Yeah. But Jurek, tell the Revelers and I, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. I finished Nier Automata.
Nier Automata.
Literally still don't know how to say it because they never say it.
I
don't even know why it's called Nier, N-I-E-R, because it's
that word
is never spoken in the entire game, or like...
Is Automata spoken?
No.
Well, then what the fuck?
I have no idea. But yeah, I beat it. I got like 7 or 8 of the 26 possible endings.
Okay. 26 possible endings. What is this? Chrono Trigger?
Well, really there's 4 like real endings or whatever that I got. So like you play through it the first time playing as this girl character called 2B.
2B.
Oh, like they're all androids.
A lot.
Number 2 and the letter B.
Okay, so 2B is a highly requested Smash Brothers character.
Oh.
I did not know that 2B. I didn't know who 2B was.
I think she belongs in Smash at all.
Well, I don't know.
That game is not even on a Nintendo console.
No, but you know, neither is a Persona game. You know, and
I guess
Joker's in there, and
I don't know. I think 2B would be weird. But anyways, yeah, you play through the first time as 2B, and with her the whole time is a guy character named 9S.
9S, okay.
So you play through the first time as 2B, and then you play through basically that same story, but slightly different, as 9S.
Okay.
And then after you beat that, then it's like, and each time, like, you beat it as 2B, the credits roll and everything.
Oh, so it's like
you start over, so, like, that's ending A. And then you play through as 9S, and you get to the end, and the credits roll, and that's ending B.
Okay.
And then you play through as a different girl named A2.
Okay.
But that one is at least, that's a then continuation of the story from the point where the other two endings ended.
Weird. So,
and then it goes, so I don't know why it wasn't just like one long continuous game.
Yeah, that seems weird. I don't know. Is that just a ploy to get you to watch the credits a bunch or something?
No, because I think you can even skip them.
Oh.
If you wanted.
Huh.
Yeah, but then even in that ending, there's two different versions of the ending that I got just by, like, after you beat it all three times, then you have, like, a chapter select. So you can just, I just went back to when I made a decision and played through. So I got the main four endings, and then all the other endings are weird little, like, almost joke endings sometimes. Like, you can just, like, I found a couple of them just by accident. Like, I went the wrong way. I went the wrong way early on in a mission, and it was like all of a sudden it's like 9S decided to give up his quest and pursue something else, and then the credits like roll through like
super fast, like,
and then it brings you back to the last time you saved. It's like go again, but that was ending, you know, Q or something. There's a ending for every letter.
For every letter, so 26 different endings. Wow. Yeah.
I think I got like A, B, C, D, E, like H, K, and something.
Okay.
It's just,
and like you
some of them are just quick random things.
Right. And you weren't, like, you weren't trying for those endings. Like,
no, none of the ones that I got was I trying for. I just happened to go the wrong way, or in one mission, all of a sudden it's like, you know, because it's an open world game, so when it tells me, oh, this place is being attacked, I'm like, yeah, but they're fine. I can probably go off and do some side quests. And then I did that, and it's like, oh, 2B abandoned her quest to do this. I was like, oh, I guess when they're being attacked, I have to go.
You have to go there. I see. Okay. Well, yeah. Would you recommend to the Revelers to play Nier Automata?
Yeah, I thought it was really good, and it tells a really cool, in-depth, like, complex story, and it does it without forcing cutscenes down your throat every fucking
so a guy like me might even like it.
Maybe it's fun to play, and
is it is it turn-based, or is it
no, it's action. Okay, it's like real-time action,
like Zelda, like,
it
something
plays like a hack and slash
okay
game, but you're leveling up and stuff. You don't really, I mean, you don't put like points, ability points into anything or whatever, but you get stronger as you play.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I definitely am glad I played it. I enjoyed my time with it.
Excellent. Yeah.
What have you been playing?
Well, myself, I've been playing a lot of Smash Brothers, as mm-hmm. I do. My Donkey Kong is now we're going on like week 3 or 4 of Donkey Kong, and he's pretty badass, so that's cool. I'm much better with him than I was when I first started talking about him. But I've also been playing a lot of Animal Crossing, and that's pretty much it this week. Oh, yeah. Well, no. I started Okami HD.
Yeah,
which, and I've probably put in maybe 2 hours, maybe 3, something like that. I don't know. I'm like not very far. But it's very fun. It is super Zelda-like. Like, I had heard that it was Zelda-like, but was skeptical. But as I'm playing it, I'm like, oh, I am very reminded of Zelda. Like, you break bottles and stuff, and like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. I also didn't realize that you're a fucking wolf the whole time. I thought,
oh, yeah.
I thought you were like a guy, and the wolf was like your buddy or something. But
no, you play as the wolf with a paintbrush.
Yeah. And it's fucking, like, I really like that paintbrush mechanic.
Yeah, the combat stuff is really cool. Yeah, like, you draw a little, like, slash or whatever, and it slashes through, or draw different, like, shapes or kind of lines and whatnot to do things.
I'm fairly certain the Switch, like, I play with my Pro Controller, but I'm fairly certain the Switch has like cool motion controls with it too. So like you can like,
I always thought that would be cool.
Think like if you're playing with the Joy-Cons, it might be easier just cause you can hold them one in each hand and, you know, like actually do the slash or whatever.
I should maybe try that out.
I think it has that, but I can't say that for sure. I don't know, but
I'll look into that. Cause I have considered playing that again.
I don't know. It's cool. And I got it on sale or something.
Beat it.
It's yeah. I don't know. I'm enjoying the little bit of it that I've played thus far. So
yeah, it's definitely a good game. I love the art style.
I do too. I actually was, I got it because Andrew, who was on the show, 10 or 20 episodes ago, who knows when it was just before the pandemic, like before the lockdown, before quarantine.
Not long before that.
Yeah. But Andrew was talking about it and, you know, so he was, you know, he kind of convinced me, oh, maybe I should check it out at least. But like just looking at the pictures and the box art, I wasn't sold on the art, but in the game, it is fucking gorgeous.
It's great.
Yeah, it really, I really love it a lot. I don't know. Okami HD. I'll report back more as I get through, you know, more of the game, but maybe that's a game I could stream, I guess. I don't know. I feel like streaming Smash is going to be really hard because I need to concentrate hard when I'm playing Smash, and talking well at the same time is hard. Anyway, let's see here. I guess we should
move on.
Let's move on. Let's go down the pipe to a little three questions here. What do you think, Drake?
I suppose.
All right, well, let's do it. So this week we're going to be playing Rygar on the NES.
Rygar.
And for those that don't know, what we do is Drake does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
We'll see. Only one way to find out.
All right, here we go. Rygar NES question number one. What makes the PAL version of Rygar much more difficult to complete than the North American version?
There was some like glitch or bug essentially that kind of limits your, it's like in the game, because it's kind of got like a RPG mechanic where you use like you upgrade your stuff, and like at least Wikipedia referred to it as a bug.
Oh, that, interesting.
That wasn't supposed to be in the game. It was like a computing error that only allows your like tone or your strength essentially to get to a certain
threshold level. Yeah.
Whereas our versions and the Japanese version allowed it to get much higher than that. Same with, and we could get more maximum health. So it makes like the late game parts of that game, all of a sudden it gets really difficult because you can't essentially upgrade your character high enough.
That is, I'm going to, I gave you coins and incorrect. So
what did you read?
Okay, so what I found here is that, I mean, basically you're right. Like, that is why it is harder for the PAL version. But I didn't read that it was a bug. Just the PAL version, for some reason, that cart had much less memory available to use than the North American cart. And so that meant that the main character could only reach a maximum, and I don't really know what this means in game, but
yeah,
the character could only reach a maximum of 1,023 attack and defense points in the PAL version, but this made him much weaker than his North American counterpart. In that version, you could get a maximum of 4,000 attack and defense points. So it's like, it's quite a bit difference, but that was because of the memory. And so less memory also meant in the PAL version you only had 8 hit points as opposed to the 12 you have in the American version. And then all of this, like you said, all of this made the last level almost impossible to beat in the PAL version, as you would die in like 2 or 3 hits. And also the final boss Lygar, who shoots his projectiles completely randomly in the PAL version, so you can't learn a pattern, and he can kill you in 3 to 7 hits depending on your setup, and he takes at least 33 hits to kill, again, depending on your setup. But again, this made the PAL version almost impossible to complete. So I gave you wrong answers because I don't know, the memory thing seemed right to me. But
yeah, I don't know. The like, yeah, Wikipedia says that it's a bug in the PAL version, and the PAL version of the NES game reportedly contained a computer error.
Interesting. I wonder if
inadvertently increased the difficulty of the final portions of the game, particularly in beating the final boss.
Okay.
Because it limited your player's stats essentially.
I wonder if like Or like the bug is the memory not functioning correctly.
It could be.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. Or the RAM, or you know, whatever's in the game, or I don't know how fucking games work. I should probably by this point, but
nah.
Okay, I'm giving you 0.75 on that one, Drake.
Okay.
Because you pretty much got it, but didn't quite get it. Okay. Question number two. According to the manual, how do you achieve an increased level of satisfaction with the game?
An increased level of satisfaction with the game?
This was so funny to me. I read the manual. You guys got to look up the Rygar manual. It's a fucking gem.
I have no idea.
Well, that is incorrect. So you can achieve an increased level of satisfaction with the game by mastering the controls. So in the manual, there is a small note right after it teaches you the controls that says, and this is literally what it says, word for word. The mastery of the above-mentioned operations will allow the player to advance to the difficult stages / rounds / levels of the game and achieve an increased level of satisfaction. And I was just like, they put that in there like, oh, if you know the controls, you'll like the game better. Like, why are you putting in like little notes to like make people like it better? Yeah. That's already a red flag right there. I don't know. Okay. 0.75 out of 2 here, Drake. 0.75 out of 2. All right. I'm going to give you 1 for that, for that original question. Cause you,
I think you, I answered it correctly.
You did answer it correctly.
We just have a differing information about why. Make your character. I said you can only make it, only allows you to make your character so strong.
That is true. You
get stronger.
You got the right answer. So okay, so you're 1 for 2 here. So
I don't want to argue with you, but
here we go. Question number 3. Again, in the manual, it lists the enemies of the game. What is this section of the manual titled?
That I did read.
You did?
Yeah, it was in something else that I saw. Animalized men wriggling eerily. So fucking weird.
It's so fucking weird.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means either, but it shows you all the enemies in the game, and that section of the manual, yeah, is titled Animalized Men Wriggling Eerily. And it's just so fucking weird. Like, what the fuck is that? There's one other spot when they tell you the story in the manual. There's one, like, they say that the evil Lygar creates these creatures and the animalized soldiers come down from the sky or whatever, but that's the only other time they mention it. And then this whole section is titled Animalized Men Wriggling Eerily. I'm actually super surprised you read that. I didn't read that anywhere.
I think I saw it. We'll get to it later. I found an Amazon review and the title of it was Animalized Men Wriggling Eerily.
Okay.
And I was like, why the hell would you call it this? And then I typed that into Google and it like said something.
It told
that.
You. Nice. Nice. Cool. Okay. Well, you're 2 for 3 this week. I didn't think you were going to get the manual questions. Nice. Nice. Also, this isn't really a bonus question, but I want to pose this question to the revelers in case anybody knows. Drake, I doubt you know, but I'm going to pose it to you too. So in the manual at the very end, there is a little advertisement from Tecmo, that says if you buy 5 Tecmo games, you get this little, thing you got to cut out and you got to send 5 of them into Tecmo and then Tecmo will give you a surprise gift that will be a gift you will love to share with your friends and family. But I could not find anywhere what that gift was, and I really want to know what the surprise Tecmo gift.
Weird.
It wasn't just in the Rygar manual. It was like in the like super or like Tecmo Bowl.
I'd imagine it would have been in all.
It was pretty much in all the Tecmo games, and so I'm wondering, revelers, if any of you sent in for the Tecmo's surprise gift, what was the gift? I could not find it anywhere online. So
you think we can still send in for it?
I don't know. I mean, maybe we should.
Does Tecmo exist?
Yeah, Koei Tecmo.
Oh yeah.
Right? Like they're different. They merged with Koei, but
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I don't know. I was actually super surprised by the weird stuff about Rygar that I found. I didn't actually think I was going to find 3 questions this week. but here we are. Jurek, wait. Let's go down the pipe there. Jurek, would you like to tell the revelers and I a little bit about Rygar for the NES?
I do indeed. Rygar was released in 1987. It's developed and published, as we just said, by Tecmo. The games, I don't know, designer, director, any of that stuff, I couldn't find
it
on Wikipedia. I watched a playthrough till the end, or I skipped to the end hoping they would maybe show the credits or something. There are no dice. Credits that play, it seems.
Okay.
But the composer, I do know.
Ooh.
That was apparently listed.
Great.
And it's Michiharu Hasuya.
Okay, old Michiharu Hasura, eh?
Who,
Do we know what he did?
His name was not clickable, but later in the Wikipedia article, it mentions that one of the songs from this game, Michiharu Hasuya, also used in another game that he composed music for called Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Oh, so he's responsible for one of the biggest pieces of garbage on the planet.
Well, I mean, the music for it.
Okay.
And maybe the music was fine.
Actually, I think when we played Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, that was super early on, and I don't think we were even playing music bits yet.
We might not have been,
So I don't think we even listened. Like, I'm sure we obviously had the music on while we were playing it, but right. I don't know if we noticed it too much.
I'm sure it was fine.
Yeah. Well, should we listen to some of
Michiharu Hasuya?
Michiharu Sahura's jams right now?
Yes, we should.
Let's do it. And we're back. It's all that first song is very Superman-esque. When we were listening to it, I was like, what is this? I know this. And Jurek was like, it's Superman. And I was like, oh yes, it is. Like the Christopher, like the original Christopher Reeves.
Not Superman by Three Doors Down.
No. Like the original Superman theme from fucking Superman. And like,
if I go crazy, then would you still call me Superman?
No, Drake, that's not the right song.
If I'm alive and where would you be there holding my hand?
That is a good fucking tune though.
It is a good song.
What else you got here though? No, the music is good though. It's all very,
yeah, it is.
It's very generic RPG-ish.
Yeah. It's kind of very high pitched.
Yeah, it is
a lot of the time. But you know, I mean, it's Nintendo music, but it's pretty good. Some of it's it's very fast paced, kind of high pitched, MIDI tunes,
right,
man.
Right.
But yeah, so this game is I don't even know how to, what genre it falls under.
It's a Metroidvania.
I've written down a side scrolling, but also then sometimes top down isometric action platformer with RPG aspects.
It's I would say this is a very early Metroidvania. This is a very early Metroidvania. You can complete the levels in any order you want, or at least once you get to a certain part, you can branch out, but it's also like you can't get to certain areas in the levels you've already played until you have certain items. And
yeah,
so like,
and then sometimes it's side scrolling, sometimes it's an isometric view.
So
you also then earn kind of points that you can put into
leveling up
to
and
make
stuff
yourself
like
stronger and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
I guess I would say Metroidvania is the closest genre we could probably put it in. But also, 2D platformer,
Yeah. it covers all the genres.
A wide range.
Yep. But yeah, essentially you play as Rygar, a dead warrior who's like brought back to life, who has risen from the grave.
Yes.
I read. In the land of Argul.
Argul.
to stop the evil being known as Ligar.
It's so good. It's just but apparently nonsense.
In the Japanese version, and this information is only, you only know it if you read the manga.
Yeah, and it's, but it only, what you're telling us only applies to the North American version.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the Japanese version, the character you play as is only known as the Legendary Warrior.
Yep.
And it has something to do with the fact that R-Y and like L-I or L-Y sounds like both mean like the same thing or something in Japan.
Because I believe
they couldn't call them Rygar and Ligar.
But I believe actually in the Japanese version, Rygar is the enemy. And that's, it's still called Rygar, but it's an enemy. And also, so this game for NES, like it was in the arcades first. And the arcade version is a strictly 2D platformer that is designed to eat all of your quarters. It is super fucking hard. In fact, if you want, Revelers, you can, we got Rygar on the NES Switch app, but you can buy the Arcade Archives version of Rygar for $8, which is the arcade port and not this version of the game.
And the arcade one also had a different story. I have here this, when you start playing the arcade game, it begins with this following introduction. 4.5 billion years have passed since Earth's creation. Many dominators have ruled in all their glory, but time was their greatest enemy and it defeated their reign. And now a new dominator's reign begins.
Time was their enemy. 4.5 billion
years. I don't even know what the fuck any of that means. Apparently that's how the arcade game starts.
All right. Well, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, what do you think? Should we get to this game?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Let's fucking do it. I think before we do that, though, we should probably take a shot here.
We should.
Oh my god, and you are
bored. Oh my god. All the time I'm just sitting here talking, you're not even pouring a shot.
I was listening to you. I was interested. I'm sorry, Drake. I'm sorry for being engaged with what you're saying. Okay, here we go. Got a shot poured, and
right.
Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Indeed.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, I feel ready for Rygar. Do you want to play first or do you want me to play first?
You can play first.
So this is a, Revelers, this is a rare game that neither Jurek and I have ever played before. So this is exciting. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm just going to start us up here.
Here we go. I bet you beat it.
I bet you I do too. Nope. Oh my God. What is happening? There's turtles?
You got to crouch.
Oh, you got to crouch. Okay. Oh my god, these...
Yeah, I watched a brief bit of gameplay, and I was just like, oh my god.
These things just keep spawning.
It's not even an issue of, like, going backwards.
No, they just keep spawning. Guys,
they just keep coming randomly on the screen. I mean, sometimes you can outrun them, and they won't go across this gap, but, like, they'll just fall into that.
All right, thank god. Oh, that guy went over it. That rolling guy.
No, he spawned there.
Oh, he spawned there. Of course he did. Oh my god, yeah. These fucking turtles. Oh my god, I'm dead. Already? Dead. Game over.
Game over.
Straight
but
up.
This game has, I believe, unlimited continue.
It does, and from what I understand, you start pretty much right where you were.
Yeah.
How do I switch controls to you? Swap, select. Here we go. Is it you now?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Sweet. Sweet. I mean, honestly, the 2 minutes that I just played was hard. It's going to take a little bit to get used to it. Yeah, you got to just go. Like, fuck these guys. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
It is hard. I'm not sure we're going to get very far in old Rygar.
He's going to not attack guys and just jump over them and dodge them.
Yeah, you can jump on them. You can jump on the turtles. And actually, I think...
Yeah, but it doesn't kill them.
It doesn't kill them, like... but...
Oh, my God.
It'll I don't know. You can at least jump on them and get out of the way, you know? I don't know.
I'm facing the wrong way.
You're dead AF, bro. Give it another shot. Give it another shot here. Let's see what... I think we can at least get out of this area. I was going to say beat the first level, but I don't even know if that's a thing. Like, I don't... There's not really levels, but I guess maybe there is. I don't know. I don't know anything about this game.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks cool. Like, that sun in the background, there's...
It kind of graphically, all the textures and everything kind of make me think Ninja Gaiden.
Ninja, yes, it is very Ninja Gaiden-esque, which is a Tecmo game.
Just the way it looks.
Is Ninja Gaiden Tecmo? I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to say it is. So that makes sense. Like, same, probably.
I picked up something there.
You did. It looked cool. It was, I read it in the manual when I was reading the manual earlier. That, what you just picked up, like, raises your power.
I made it to a door.
You did. That. Those doors are called the Peaceful Doors, or the Door to Peace, or something like that. And
all right.
I don't know. This game is so weird. Like, the lore of it is just so fucking bonkers. And apparently, like, later on, like, there's a PS2 version of Rygar.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's 3D or something. And
all right.
Can I take control here?
I think, yeah.
There we go. Yeah, there's like a PS2 version, which like even expanded more on the lore. And like, I don't know. I wasn't quite clear. Oh, yeah. Look, we started.
Yeah, you started right where I just died from.
Okay. So that feature for an NES game is like fucking sweet.
yeah.
Like, just start where you fucking died, or at least the same screen that you died on. Okay. You can't climb the ladders by jumping at them.
Oh, really?
You have to get on them from the ground. Yeah, or wow. Climb the ropes. I called it a ladder, but it's a rope.
Yeah, there are ropes to climb.
Should I try and jump over there, or should I go up?
Climb up.
Okay. Is that from the playthrough that you watched?
Yeah, I watched. Go in that door.
Oh.
It's just going to be a big giant face that tells you.
Oh, yeah, it's one of the gods. Or no, in the manual, they call them the legendaries.
And they tell you how to get to, like, the gods or something.
Lies the entrance to Garlos. Garlos is, like, the overworld, which is, that's where it's, like, top down. And that's, like, how you get to all the different levels is through Garlos. So I think you got to go through a level or two before you can get to Garlos.
Yeah.
Do I go down there? This rope?
I think so. I only know until you get to like the next door is as far as I watched. Okay. And then I just skip to the end.
The good news is there is no fall damage by the looks of things. Because I just fell a long way and did not die.
So you fight. Your weapon is like a shield that you kind of throw on like a chain or something.
God damn it. All right, I'm going to try that one more time.
All right.
Yeah, it's like it's called the disc armor.
Yeah, it does start you all the way back at the beginning.
It's okay. I can get to where we were. The
disc armor. So I like, though, you throw this thing and it hits guys. At least it, like, knocks them back a little bit.
It does. It gives you a second.
They react to getting hit. So as long as you... If everything that you're attacking is in front of you, nothing can get to you. But, God... Enemies just spawn relentlessly directions.
And they, like, I'm not even moving right now. All I'm doing is crouching and attacking, and they just keep on fucking spawning. Like, what is this? This is insane. Apparently there is a grinding aspect.
Yeah,
of this
I saw
game.
When I watched, he got to a certain point where he did just do something like this. And
like,
just
I'm just
like,
sitting here killing enemy after enemy after enemy. But I can't tell. Hang on, let me pause it here. Okay.
And then I think it's those little bars.
Those little bars.
Mind.
All right, mind.
You try like attack and assail or power up. I don't know how you.
I don't know what's at. I don't know what
exactly
I just
utilize those.
I'm gonna just do this for a minute here and just like see if we can fucking like get another bar or something. Like, is this what they mean by grinding? I don't know.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, so. I fucked it up. Oh shit! Oh my god! Okay. I moved.
Yeah. Oh, you're turning the wrong way.
I know.
You kind of can hold down and a slight angle to make sure you're facing the right way. Because I did that too. Trying to just hold down, just a slight move to the left or right, all of a sudden turns you around.
Okay. Rygar is weird looking when he climbs up a rope. He's got a really white back, like an off white, like a
right,
like a not right white color. I don't know if that makes sense, but
I mean, he is very pasty.
He is. Well, he's dead. You know, he just came back from the dead, so right. He hasn't been in the sun, you know, for a while. So
truth, man.
So he's, you know, he doesn't got that fucking sweet beach tan going yet. Oh my God, there's like these lizard guys.
Yeah, these guys kind of come plopping down. From what I saw, just keep going right. Don't climb any of these.
Don't climb any of these. Oh my God.
Just keep going, keep going, keep going.
No, what was
that?
Don't
get hit by that guy.
Apparently they... okay, well, here. Your turn.
Let me try.
That guy just fell. So this enemy just...
you have to hit continue. Oh, sorry. Still here, though.
I jumped over a hole, and as I was jumping over it, a guy fell from the ledge above and just fucking stuffed me out. Like, what the fuck? Like, I actually could, I don't know, I could see kind of getting into this game. Just as we're playing it. Because, like, we keep, I don't know, yes, it's hard and it's a little unfair. The enemies keep spawning, blah, blah, blah. However, it seems to forgive that a little bit. You know, like, By starting you right where you die, you don't have to start over every time.
Right.
I don't know. It seems doable is what I'm saying, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there is no, there's no save function.
Nope.
Obviously, I mean.
Oh, okay. So you have one bar right now. Why did I have so many more than you?
I don't know. Because you played longer and killed more things or something?
I guess. Like, kill a bunch of shit here and let's see if you can get some
see
more
what happens.
Bars, you know? I don't know.
And I don't know how
you kill about 6 enemies a second, so... Yeah, oh, yeah,
so
you got another
two.
One. Yeah, now you got
I
two.
Don't know how to utilize them.
I think it just makes... I think that's what that's saying is it's just basically making you stronger, but I guess I could be wrong. I don't know. Unless that was a bar that you just got. Like, look now. Yep, there's three.
Oh, I just used
it. You just used it. You powered up.
Power up.
Okay, you powered up. So it looks like you can put points into, what was that?
Oh, I think I kill things faster now.
Oh, nice. You do.
These turtles die in like one hit now.
Oh, man, you just fucking game changer, Drake. Fucking game changer. Quite literally.
Oh, I got an extra, I got four.
Oh, now you have four health spots. Okay. So maybe this is the trick. Just sit here and grind first.
Just grind it out for a long time.
Yeah. Like, now look at your menu and see. Okay, you have one bar. Like one. You get, okay, so there's three categories to put your points in. Power up, attack and assail, and what was that third one?
Recover.
So that must... Does your health come back or something? Or
I assume...
Okay,
so?
Like maybe very slowly or something, but and
maybe.
if
you get enough, then you can refill your health
you can
or something.
Use it to refill your health.
Like
that.
Maybe that's not necessarily a permanent. Oh, look at all!
Oh, look at all that! Put it into power up.
Well, what's
attack and assail? Oh, look!
I did attack and assail.
But it didn't use them all. Oh,
almost all of them.
Oh, okay. I read about this. So attack and assail is like a screen clear. That is what that is. So
basically I probably want power up.
I think you want power up, and I'm guessing maybe it doesn't last forever. Well, it does because you level up.
Yeah. Oh, now
do you actually level up or do you just get stronger? Put it in the power up.
Oh, now I can't. I don't have enough maybe.
Oh, you have to have a certain
you
amount
need more
or
each time or something.
I bet you that's right.
Maybe I need one more.
One more mind. There, I think you got it. Yeah, look at that. You got fucking shitload of it now.
I still can't.
Still can't do it. Interesting. Maybe you can only do it once per level or something?
Maybe.
Like, I would...
All right, I'm just going to climb this and move on.
Yeah, it's time to move on. We're done grinding.
Yeah, just sitting there.
Just sitting there grinding.
Grinding away.
Now, I've gone in this door, and we know what he says.
I'm going to assume I don't have to.
I'm going
to
also assume you don't have to, but... That could be a detrimental choice down the line, you know, like, oh, you didn't go in the first door, now you can't complete the game, blah blah blah. I don't know. Oh man, these lizard guys are fucking hard. Although now when you're powered up, oh no, I think they took about 3 hits when I was doing it too. Okay, one's gonna fall. by the hole that you're about to go down. That's going to be some mind. Oh, you got it. Nice.
Got it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Fell on the fucking island I was on.
Oh, see, jumping on that guy was key, though. Oh, my God. And this is what they did in the playthrough? They just kept going right?
Yeah, he went to that door.
And how do you get to that door? You got to go
way... There's another rope coming up right here.
Okay. Cool. I'm glad you watched a playthrough. Otherwise, we would be lost AF. Well, yeah. Although I don't know if we would. Oh, there we go. You just recovered all your life. But you used all your mind points.
I wonder if it's like a certain amount for each. Now we're here.
We're at fucking Galros. Or Galore. What is it called? I don't even remember.
I don't know.
You can jump here. You can jump in the top down.
Oh, yeah.
When I watched a video about it. I didn't watch a playthrough, but the guy was jumping over all these guys and not killing them. I see. You can go left or right. And it is very Zelda-esque. You move a screen at a time. Although you're not really moving a screen at a time. You're moving an area at a time, I guess. But
right.
Oh my God, look at that evil tree over there. You chose the right path, Drake. Unless that is the right path. Because you got to beat the boss tree. Oh my God.
Here's a door.
Go in there. Yes, this is it right here. Meet the five war gods in Dora to acquire special powers. Meet the five war gods in Dora. There's like a weird apostrophe, but like an ending, you know, like not, it's not like D apostrophe S on gods. It's DS apostrophe. That's fucking weird. I don't know. I think you can take this tree down. You got him. Oh, fuck that tree. Oh, man.
Oh, I took him down.
You took him down hard.
Rygar's for a second, I thought this black stuff was like a pit, and then I was going to be walking on like a balance
beam. Oh, and you have to walk. Yeah, that's what it looks
it's
like.
It's just shadows, though.
Oh, it is shadows. You know what? Kudos to them for trying the lighting effects. You know, like,
yeah.
That's a shadow, but the shadows don't. Shadows actually don't work like that. They would only be on one side of the...
Yeah. Apparently in this world, there could be two suns.
There can be two suns. Maybe there is. Maybe it's like Tatooine or something.
You don't know.
I do not know. What is this place? You can't go in there?
Seemingly not.
Press start or... I don't know. No, I'll not start, but...
No, nothing. Right. I thought... Oh, wait.
Now you're in. Now it's a god. The grappling weapon will help you complete your quest. Yes, Drake. Yes. You got it.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
How do I use it?
I don't know. Press select or something. Maybe you can't use it here. Maybe you have to buy something you can use it. Should I look up the fucking the controls?
Oops. Rygar. I can't get back in here so easily all of a sudden. I couldn't get in here when I was trying.
Yeah, I know. That was weird. Like, you literally could not get in there.
Oh, and then now I got run over.
You are dead AF. All right. Can I give this?
You can take control.
Okay, hang on. I'm just gonna look. I just brought up the manual again. So let's see. Okay, there is a legendary god who will give you a grappling hook weapon. The use of a grappling hook weapon will allow him to go up or come down from a tree or cliff. First, set the button to up position or down position and use the B button for a grappling hook weapon. Okay. I think it's basically hold up or down and press B. I think that's how you use it, but I'm not positive, but let's try this. Do we still have it? Do you think? Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Which way did you go?
I don't think so.
Oh, you went left.
I went left, and then I assume you don't need to go talk to that dude again.
Well,
so go straight up this way.
Why? What? Which dude was in here?
No, he didn't have anything for us. He just had shit to say.
All right, I got to fight this weird tree over here.
Yeah, careful. Watch out for this guy.
Oh, he fucks you up. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I didn't get hit by him at all.
I did, like, a bunch of times. I'm almost dead, I think. This is where we are talking shadows. Oh my God, run, these fucking dinosaur things. I know. They're kind of terrifying.
Just, like, they come digging out of the ground and then like run at you.
That is so weird.
I don't know how you fully get in there.
In there, I don't.
It just like.
Oh no, he's not here anymore. So
okay, you must already have it.
Up and B. No, that's still my weapon.
But that's all it was doing for me when I think had you must... Wait, pot. Wait, press start.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have it. That little symbol there.
Oh yeah, that means I have it.
Little area is it, but I don't know how you do anything about it.
I don't either.
Maybe you just can't use it in these levels. Maybe it's only in the side scrolling.
I bet you that's it. I bet you that's it. Wait, did we try going right? Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't go. So I think you go back down there and go up.
Up. Okay.
I'm
here
thinking,
we go. Here we go. I got this.
Just I'm just dodge gonna, these guys. They're like, nope, oh, no. Nope.
Up is.
I think maybe you go back to the first place you came in and go right then.
Yep. Yep. Okay, so we're back. I'm probably gonna have to fight this tree again.
Okay. Well, here, while you're playing this, do you want me to describe a film plot poorly?
Yes, I do. I'm dead. God damn it! Dead. I'm gonna keep playing though.
But now we know theoretically you should still have that thing already, so we don't need to go that way.
We don't need to go that way. Okay. Well, let me
pause it.
Yep, we got
you
it.
Got
okay,
it.
Okay. So we have the grappling hook.
You can just go up here to the right.
These beasts are much easier to dodge if you just jump over them than try and kill them.
Yeah, they're hard to fight.
I'm going to go down. I don't know if that's right. I'm just going to go down.
Bold move, Cotton. Let's see how it plays out.
Let's see how it plays out. Here we go. Oh, you need a... Okay. Yeah. But I don't think... Okay, so from what I understand... Oh...
Oh.
I went in the water. There's no edge, apparently. Okay, I'm going to just try this one more time, and then I will relinquish control to you. But so that
You play, but also pay attention to the words I'm saying.
I'm going to pay attention to the words you're saying. Okay.
All right, here's a film plot poorly described.
Okay.
In pursuit of ultimate power, a purple being must have a young woman's sacrifice. At the end of the film, the purple being achieves ultimate power, but is severely wounded in the chest by a vengeful prince. Hint, it is not the MCU.
The purple being. Is it the Purple People Eater?
No.
Movie?
A purple being that needs a young woman to make a sacrifice. And at the end of the film, the purple being... is severely wounded in the chest by a vengeful prince.
The purple.
There is a video game based on this, and we have played it on the podcast.
And we have. Is it a Disney movie?
It is.
Okay. Purple being. Oh, is it Hercules?
No.
No.
Purple being who needs a young woman's sacrifice.
The Little Mermaid.
There you go.
Oh wow, a purple being. That's actually really confusing. I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't know. I feel like if you described it too accurately, purple witch or something,
purple
maybe
witch,
it makes
it
too easy.
Purple sea witch would probably be a little bit
better.
Yeah,
that would be way too easy.
Okay, I made it across because if you go up, you just get across.
Just go. Like how are you supposed to walk across that thing?
What you need is the pulley. There's a different thing. Okay, here we are. We're at a different level, I think.
Oh my god. Oh my god, now you're fighting fucking.
Oh, I use the grappling hook.
Yeah. Okay, so it's only in these sides.
It's only in the side scrollers. So basically, while you're mashing B to kill all the enemies, do not press up or down because you will use your grappling hook and it will be bad for everybody. Oh my god! I pressed down and I fucking grappled and I didn't mean.
You can grapple at any time climb down a thing.
Yeah, you can climb down things. This is
Jesus.
That's hard. You really, especially with the NES D-pad. Like, come on. I don't know. Okay,
this
but I found a thing.
Brutal.
This game is brutal, but you know, I feel like we're getting somewhere. I don't know, like.
Yeah, I mean the fact that.
Okay, we found another
unlimited
guy.
Continues.
A rove here in the skies of Rolsa is a floating castle.
A rove here?
A rove here. What does that mean?
That's not a word.
No, I think that's a translation error.
Maybe.
I don't know.
All right, here comes another. Here comes another. Oh.
stupid. I fell off the edge. All right, I'm gonna give it to you.
Here comes one more film plot described poorly.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ready?
Yep.
A stylish black guy shows a nerd how to spend less time online and get a girlfriend.
Stylish black guy shows a nerd. That is Hitch. Is that right? No. Okay, hang on. Stylish. Say that again. Say it one more time.
Here, I'm going to change a word.
Okay.
Stylish black guy shows a hacker how to spend less time online and get a girlfriend.
Obviously.
Or maybe spend more time online.
Do I know this movie?
Oh, 100%.
100%.
There are three of them.
There are three of them. Stylish. Wait, say, oh. The Matrix. Okay. I mean, fucking Morpheus.
It makes sense once you think
it. It does. Morpheus is fucking stylish as hell. I mean, he's got fucking glasses without legs or what are you arms? What do you call the
ear
pieces? What do you call those on glasses?
I don't really know. I'm sure there's
a name. It's gotta be
But
it's gotta be legs or arms or something.
Somebody guessed Hitch though on the subreddit.
I don't know why that like Hitch is the first thing I thought of, just because like Will Smith was like, right, wasn't he like teaching another guy how to get girls or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really remember.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Okay, well, so we're at 55 minutes by the looks of things here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if do we want to keep going with Rhaegar? Should we?
Let me just try this.
Yeah. Let's give you a shot here.
Okay, so I've got that.
Yeah, so you got the grappling hook. It's hard to move and shoot and not use your grappling hook.
So many fucking guys in this. All right.
I keep on
trucking.
I might make Rhaegar my first streaming game and just try and like play through this a little bit tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see if I even stream. Maybe I'll wake up all hungover and not want to do it. I don't know. We'll see. Although I don't wake up as hungover when we do these quarantine podcasts.
Right, because we don't go out.
We don't go out drinking afterwards. Which, yeah. Revelers, apparently, it's having a nice, this quarantine is having a nice effect on my weight here. I'm feeling skinny. I don't know if I'm actually.
Your weight and your wallet.
My weight and my wallet. I got money and I'm fucking skinny. I'm not actually skinny, but but I feel skinny. Like, I feel like I got out of the shower and I like looked in the mirror and I was like, oh man, I'm fucking cut these days. Cut AF, you might say. That's wrong. I'm not cut AF, but I don't know. Oh, yeah. I felt like I was looking good. Like,
climb up here.
Oh, sweet. Above here. Okay. Oh, that's the same guy. I don't care about
your arrove shit.
Okay, this guy is, he's going to fucking get you. It's like this weird, like, he's an animalized man.
No, I don't want to go in this door. I want to go to the other side.
How did I do that? Oh, you got to jump. You gotta, jump over.
There we go.
Did I go in that door?
No, I think you tried to go down and you just fell.
I just fell. Okay.
You can't go on without the grappling weapon.
Oh, okay. So you need the grappling
weapon. So if we had not gone to the left.
We would have had to gone back, which is
I'm guessing you need to do this.
Metroidvania-ish. Yeah. Well, can you get down from there? You can't get down. Okay, you got to go back and use the rope.
Climb down that. Like, it seems like you should be able to climb down your grappling thing.
All the way to the ground, but no.
All the way to the ground.
Well, you know, a grappling, I mean, that's actually fairly realistic. You know, a grappling hook only has a certain amount of length, no matter what grappling hook you're using. Like, some might be longer than others, but this particular grappling hook will not allow you to get from that platform down to the ground.
Well, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, I don't know. It seems like you're doing okay. Oh my god. The respawning is insane.
The non-stop.
The non-stop respawning. Like, it's like they don't even you don't even have to move and they respawn, which is crazy.
I'm falling to my death.
I watched a playthrough of that and that seems like a whole part where you have to do pixel perfect jumps. Like there's these
great
one square platforms that are spaced apart and you have to like really fucking be perfect with it. Okay. I guess it's time to move on here to final shots for final thoughts. While you were playing that whole time, I suppose I could have poured one, but I did not. So
that's fine. I just poured one too.
All right. Pouring it now. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. And I'm waiting for Jerick here. Here we go. All right.
I was distracted.
I saw that. If you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Woo.
Hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity dog indeed. Okay, Jerick. Okay. How many Rygar on NES, how many disc armors out of 10 do you give Rygar on the NES? Hard to say.
I know. I'm torn between lots of things.
I actually had a real good time in the half hour we just played.
Yeah, I enjoy, like, there's a lot of potential there with the game design, parts of the game design and everything. Like, I like how it plays and everything, but God, that constant enemy spawn.
That's nuts. It is fucking brutal. Nuts. Yeah. I don't know.
That sometimes it's like, oh, here, enemies spawn on your right and your left simultaneously, and they're both coming at you, and you don't have time to attack these guys and then turn around and attack both.
And you also don't have time to jump away. You know, like it's a little.
Or you do, and then you jump away, and another one spawns under you. Now you're just surrounded completely.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like. Graphically, I think for an NES game and everything, it looks good.
It does look good, especially an NES game from fucking 87.
Like I said, the textures and stuff and the environment really remind me of Ninja Gaiden.
Yep. I feel like Ninja Gaiden has maybe a few more like interactable background features. Like, you know, you can jump on the signs and stick to them, and like you couldn't really touch the trees in the background or anything in this
other than the parts that stick at the limbs that stick
the limbs
out,
yeah
the branches you can jump on.
You
know, I'm gonna give this a six
out
of 10. I think
a 6 out of 10, that's pretty good. I think I'm gonna actually join you in the 6 out of 10. Maybe a 6.5. I don't think it quite gets a 7. I feel like in our 10-point scale, 7 and above is like for the best of the best, you know? But maybe a 6.5. I don't know. Like, this is up there. Like, I could actually see spending some time with this game. In fact,
at least it's forgiving in that it, you know, you start on the same level, at least. When you enter a door and you come out that door into a new level area or whatever, essentially, every time you die, you start right back there.
Yeah,
which is also like Ninja Gaiden. You die and you start at the beginning of that level or whatever.
Yes.
And you have unlimited continues. And maybe Tecmo was just like...
Tecmo was like, fuck it. We're not getting quarters from people. Why are we making it like this?
We're going to make the game hard. But at least we're going to also just let you start back at the beginning of the level you just died on.
Which is sweet. Because, like, if we had to start from the beginning every time, we would have been done a half hour.
Nowhere. Yeah. It would have been, like, 10 minutes of us just dying over and over and being like, okay, well, we're not making it anywhere, Revelers. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I really liked it.
Graphically, like, there's potential for a better game than what there is. Just really, it's just, even if it had the like Ninja Gaiden-esque or
when
very
you move
common
a little
NES
bit,
thing, that if I were to go back, all of a sudden the enemy
would respawn
because
sure.
I went back too far.
I get why that's a thing, you know, because like the enemy is programmed to always be there. So like if you go back or forward, it was a memory issue. Yeah, but. It doesn't make any sense. They're just constantly spawning. I guess, like, maybe that is actually because some of this game is a port of the arcade games, but not all of it. And maybe that is a holdover from the arcade where, like, the enemies just spawn because they wanted to keep getting your fucking quarters.
They wanted to kill you repeatedly.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's hard to say. I don't know.
I would be interested in maybe seeing what like that PS2 version of Rygar is like.
Yeah.
Like the 3D versions, like where they went in, into a little bit of more lore. And, like, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. That seems interesting to me.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by that. Or it was on... It's even on... that version, I think, was on a like virtual console.
Okay.
The PS2 version or something. I thought I saw something about that remake. Blah blah blah. The PlayStation 2 version on May 11, 2007. A Wii port was announced. So it's just a Wii port.
It's just a port of Rygar. It's not on. Except for it's called.
Or no, it's the PS2 version.
It is
Rygar. The Rygar, the Legendary Adventure,
yeah,
that was released for PlayStation 2, was also then years later in 2007 released on the Wii.
But okay,
no, 2009.
Okay, I need a little clarification here though. Was it released on the Wii? Like, was it on the eShop or
no? I think it was an actual. I think it was an actual Wii game.
It was a Wii game. Okay.
So it was essentially a remaster, a re-release of the PlayStation 2 version.
Okay. So it wasn't like going in on the Wii and getting Kirby or Earthbound or whatever. No. Like, okay. I thought it was like a, I don't know.
I think what I was saying is that the original Rygar was on the Wii Virtual Console.
Okay. Okay.
Is what I saw something about, and then I blended the two things.
Okay, so the original Rygar is on Wii Virtual Console. This version of Rygar, or the arcade version, this version is correct. On the Virtual Console. But there's another version that is the Legendary Adventures or whatever.
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
It seems that is the case.
I would be very interested in checking that out, Revelers. Yeah, if you,
I might look into that because this game does have potential.
It does have potential. I really like the lore. There's actually like in that Legendary Adventures, it turns out that Rygar is actually Caesarion. I think that's how you say it. Who is the son of Cleopatra.
Oh.
They brought back the son of Cleopatra to rid the world. Although, but you know, Cleopatra is from our Earth. And this is on Argul or something. So
the son of Cleopatra and Julius Caesar?
Yeah, so it's Caesarion or something. Or
possibly Mark Antony.
I guess, but...
There's a whole thing.
I don't know. I read that his name
real history.
In I think it's in the Legendary Adventures. Part of the story is that you find out that he is the son of Cleopatra, named Caesarion or something like that. Caesarion, or it must be Caesar like.
Yeah.
Or it is Caesar.
Well, that's the thing with history or whatever, is that Julius Caesar wanted to have. There was a thing with him and Cleopatra, and he tried to impregnate her, but then it was maybe that he can't have kids, and she had an affair with Mark Antony, and they actually had a kid, but she, to protect herself and not be killed, claimed that it was actually the child of Julius Caesar.
Okay.
The whole thing.
I don't know. Anyway, that lore, that real-life lore... which happened thousands of years ago, but it's still real life lore.
Plays into this game.
That plays into this game. Yep. Which is cool. I like that. I like when we take our actual real history and sort of make legends about it,
Yeah.
I mean, Cleopatra is a legend, but she was a real person.
She's a real person.
Yeah. Jurek, what did other people think of this game?
They seem to like it, I believe. Wikipedia says that Rygar has received positive reviews. All game editor Michael Dean said the NES version, said of the NES version that the game features excellent control and pacing and the freedom of non-linear level design, good graphics, a fabulous soundtrack, and one of the coolest weapons that any video game hero has ever wielded.
Honestly, the disc armor is fucking sweet. And I don't know why it's called disc armor, but it's cool.
It's like a shield, but you throw it, so it's a disc and armor.
The video that I watched about it compared it to Captain America's shield And I'm never going to remember what the other thing it was like. And Link's grappling hook or something at the same time. It was like a, you know, it's like you throw the shield, but it comes right back to you, but on a rope, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for that. I found one, let me get it here. I got one or two Amazon reviews.
Oh yeah, what do we got?
One of them that I will actually read, and one of them that I will not read the whole thing of, but I will describe exactly why I thought it was weird.
Great.
All right. So here's the one where this is how I found it, because it's written by someone named Brian Jones.
Oh, Brian.
And
Brian.
The title of it is Animalized Men Wriggling Eerily.
Okay.
And so he says, man, this game brings back memories. Do you ever get tired of having your hand held through the entire game in this modern era of consoles? Does it seem fair to you that your game is saved every 2 minutes? Well, fret no more. This game has no way to save, no battery/password system, and has a fairly high difficulty level. Myself and millions of others used to have to leave the NES on for several days while trying to beat this game.
Did you ever do that?
A little bit. I don't know about several days, but definitely overnight.
I don't know. I didn't even think that's like, when I was young, I didn't even think really that saving was a thing. So like, I never even thought to leave the game on.
I think I did because I was like, God, I made it so far. I don't want to start all the way from the beginning. If I just leave this on, as long as nobody turns on the TV or plays this, I can still continue on.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't like I never played super long games or anything.
Yeah. But NES games, they weren't super long, but they're super fucking hard. So if you got to level 5, you got to stay on level 5.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. So fairly difficult, hard difficulty level, leaving it on. I would get frustrated and tired. So I would go to bed with the system still on, but the TV turned off. You aren't an NES gamer unless you can tell me what it is like to try and sleep with a bright red light shining in your eyes. Seriously, the power light on the NES was bright at night. Anyways, this game still holds up well. The soundtrack still sounds awesome. The graphics are pretty good considering the game was programmed back in 1986/87. And the fun factor is still high. If you get a chance, pick up a copy of this game. It remains one of my favorite NES games of all time.
And I think this game is like a, you know, this is one of the $5 NES games, you know, like you can get it for fucking cheap.
Yeah.
But it's one of those weird gems, you know?
Yeah, indeed. And so this another review that I read, what I found funny about it is it was the longest review I've ever seen.
On Amazon?
Yeah, but because he basically, in his review, gives you a full walkthrough of the game.
Okay.
Like, it's like, in the first stage, you're in a temple with a Middle Eastern setting, using your nicely animated and fast-moving rod to battle rolling armadillos and tortoises. I like the scrolling effect, showing the sun, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, the music changes in the next area, and the temple grounds turn to trees, but you still face the same enemies. Now climb a rope and walk into a door to hear that the Grand Mountain lies at the entrance to Garlov's, blah, blah, blah. And it was like 17, 18 paragraphs long of like describing how to get through the entire game.
Wow. Just
like, wow. This guy really took some effort here.
Right. Well, cool. Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Rygar, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
You can indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We would love discussion questions, Revelers. We would love them. Like, so send them on in, you know? Like,
we would love them.
We would love them. We would just love them. Yeah, I don't know. You know, like, we can only do so many, like, internet discussion questions and, you know, poorly described movies. So, like, let's fucking, you know, let's get some discussion questions going, revelers. Come on. Come on. Time to step up. What are you doing right now? Nothing. It's quarantine. Send us something.
Well, I mean, all the states are opening back up, so
yeah,
we will probably go back.
We will all be fucking closed in a month here. So, yeah. I think that's about it for the week. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app or Apple Podcasts, as it were.
Yeah.
Apple
Podcasts, indeed. I think that's the only one. Like,
there's Google Podcasts now, but I'm unsure if they have ratings. But
seems like they should, but
yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
Jurek, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, shield bearers.
Game on, shield bearers.
'If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, would you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman, my kryptonite. Yeah!